bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. It's going to be one of those days today. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. Yep, it's going to be one of them days today. You know how you do stuff ahead of time and you send stuff ahead of time and you do all the stuff and then you check and find out that all the stuff that you did wasn't done. Yep. How's that happen? And then you leave your computer where you left it and you do all the stuff only to find out later that, yeah, you know all that stuff you did? Yeah, it didn't get done. But you know you have to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Retentive to make sure things go the way they're supposed to go. Make sure things happen. So, a couple things before we get started. Number one, Pella Windows and Doors. We're going to be there live tomorrow, Thursday, July 10th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Everybody from The Truth is going to be there. Everybody from WTMJ and everybody from ESPN will be live in the Pella showroom at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. All right, you can come in, you can look at doors, window options, all that stuff, right? You can schedule your in-home consultation for a chance to win amazing prizes. Brewers tickets and giveaways for this season, a game-worn jersey, Badger College game day tailgate, State Fair, Green Bay tickets, and more. Winners will be chosen every 2 hours. Don't miss your chance to win $2,000 off your minimum purchase of $5,000 when you hold your appointment before July 31st. But what if you don't have time to stop in? Thursday, July 10th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, you can schedule an appointment by calling Pella or going to PellaWI.com on July 10th, that's tomorrow, to be entered into the raffles. The earlier you enter, the more chances you have to win throughout the day. Order by July 31st and you get a 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Just want to let y'all know we're going to be there tomorrow. Make sure you hang out with us all day. I have to remember, don't go to the studio. Go hang out at Pella. So you know what that means, right? I might show up at Pella early. Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on? They can be looking at me like, hmm? All right, here's the number. 833-212-1017 is the number. I had my big opening and all that stuff, and I said, I'm not going to do it. Information came out today, so I just have one question. All right? What can we do to stop crime? That's it. I want to hear from you. I need you to call me and tell me. Here's why. And we'll talk about it today. Homicide is up 10%. 13%. It's up 13%. And we have questions about, so why? Well, it's up because you're committing crimes. Homicide. That's not a group crime. That's not a multiple person crime. It's a one-on-one crime. It's a 1-on-2-3-4-5-10 crime. You know the issue with it? It's a lot of teenagers. And what are we doing about that? We have mollycoddled a generation. We have given a generation everything they want. You get tired of hearing about it, but okay. So then correct me. What is the problem? How do we stop crime? 833-212-1017. Now, if you start telling me politics, I'm going to hang up on you. I'm just telling you now because politics are not the issue. Politics are not the issue to human behavior. How you act, that's on you. Or how you don't act, that's on you. But we need to start to figure out exactly what it is that's causing crime, let alone homicide, in the city of Milwaukee. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Babies getting killed, people getting shot, not one outcry. You would think with a police officer being killed, you would have a significant number of people in the city outraged. Oh, that's right. We don't do that for the police. We don't do that. But then again, we don't do it for anybody. Babies get shot and killed. We talk to the same people on the radio. Oh, I want to hear it from so-and-so and so-and-so talks about, but then nothing happens. We need to help our families. We need resources. You have more resources today than you have ever had in your entire life since I've been alive, since the 1960s. We have more resources, more money, more input, more everything, more technology, more money, more humans, and we got nothing to show for it. What are we going to do to stop crime? What? It's only July 9th. We got the rest of July, all of August, September, and October to deal with warmer weather. What are we doing? What exactly is Milwaukee doing? We talk, but we don't do. Don't start another task force. It's idiotic. What you really need to do is let the police do their job. And stop crying and moaning about somebody getting arrested who committed a crime. And then when they go to jail, you blame the system when in fact you committed a crime. And we only want people to pay when it's somebody in our family and we're personally impacted. Otherwise, we don't care. We are approaching, if I had to put it on a scale of 1 to 100, we're at about a 92 out of 100 for lawlessness. The city of Milwaukee is getting to a point where people are starting to shoot at random. They're starting to shoot because they're upset. They're starting to shoot because, for whatever reason, I don't know. I haven't talked to any of the people that committed those crimes. But I would be interested in knowing why. And if you say you know why, you don't, unless you're the one doing the shooting. We know what people tell us, but I don't know if that's accurate because nothing we're doing is stopping the crime. Nothing we're saying is stopping the crime. And there are multiple things that nobody wants to talk about because it offends your politics. So let's leave politics out of it. It offends your sense of what's right in the community or whether or not you're black or whether or not you're this or that. Irrelevant. It overcomes race, class, gender, sexual orientation, culture, everything. Dead is dead. And I used to be at a point where I'd get embarrassed. And I'm still waiting on your call. 833-212-1017. I still get embarrassed when I see a black person die and nobody says anything and a white person die and black people cheer. What is that? What is that? You know what that is? That's insanity. And anybody that would support that or laugh at it or think that it's funny, that's insanity and you're insane. And that's an insult to insane people, let me tell you. We have to come to the realization that we are a couple steps away from lawlessness in Milwaukee. That it will now become more dangerous to walk down the street or drive than it is to stand in water during a storm and get struck by lightning. The odds are higher that you would die walking down the street or driving. And nobody's doing anything. I would pray that it's a sense of hopelessness. We could fix that. But when you're dead set at changing your mindset, there's nothing we can do. There's absolutely nothing we can do. And so that's why I asked, what do we do about crime? Because if there's nothing we can do, we can go by the way of Detroit, Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Philadelphia. It's not just in Milwaukee, but I don't care about any of those places. I care about Milwaukee. Unfortunately, being from Chicago, I seem to care more than you do. And that's unfortunate. I seem to want a better future for the city than you do. But you have politicians that tie the hands of those that do the job. You have a state Supreme Court that said that the legislature can't tell an agency that their rules are out of order. So what they said is you can effectively legislate from an administrative agency and there's nothing a legislature can do. That's ridiculous. That's not their job. The whole point of a legislature is to look over administrative agencies to keep them in check. And now you have a Supreme Court in Wisconsin that said, nah, you don't need to do that. You shouldn't do that. So that they can make rules that they support. That is what it has broken down to. We have taken the balance of power in all three branches, inclusive of Wisconsin, and we've thrown it out. We've thrown it out. And now we're a step away that the only thing, I have my idea, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you what actually needs to happen to stop crime in the city of Milwaukee. But I want to know what you have to say. 833-212-1017. is the number.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It is a funk day. You know why? Because it's hump day. You can take that any kind of way you want. I'm just talking about trying to get through the middle of the week. That's all I'm talking about. But 833-212-1017 is the number. So before the break, I'm just torn up about this whole deal with trying to figure out how we're gonna stop crime in Milwaukee. How are we going to stop crime? How? I don't know. Talking text line. Dimitri said, what about citizen arrests, vigilantes, along with the police? The problem is this. The police won't know who the vigilante is and who isn't. You're talking about the whole New York thing, Curtis Sliwa, that kind of thing, right? Guardian angels and all that, right? Well, that's fine. But at some point, you have to make it valid, right? We don't want vigilantes. That's why we have the police. If y'all would stop bad-mouthing the police and trashing the police, more people would actually want to become a law enforcement officer, serve their community, play basketball with the little kids, play kickball with adults, all that. But instead, you trash them, and because of George Floyd, I don't think it'll ever recover. Not in my lifetime. I don't think it will ever recover. Do we need a, but watch this, Dimitri, you're on to something. Do we need a community watch? I would mandate, right, as a common council, this is a free one, I would mandate citizen watch. I would mandate, I would legislate an ordinance to make people organize on their block, call things, give them copies so they understand the laws in the state of Wisconsin, the county of Milwaukee, and the city of Milwaukee, or wherever you live. These are the common errors people make. When you're walking down the street, this. When you're driving, this. And make it plain. If you do this, this is what you get. And that's it. We just keep adding law after law after law after law, and it does nothing. What happened to reckless driving? People still drive reckless. What happened to being cordial and reasonable? Somebody said we're going to have to do like we did in Spike Lee's movie, The Drop Squad. We need a citizen's watch. We need a neighborhood watch on every single block. We need to identify a block captain. We need to identify people. We need to put, I have no problem with cameras at the major corners. I don't have a problem with a camera on every corner. I think every person should buy, and I'm not endorsing this, but maybe I should, a Ring camera. Put it on your door. something jump off, poop, we can see everything that happens. You got to get permission of the homeowner first. But we can see everything that happens. So instead of the city paying tens of millions of dollars of getting jerked around to pay all this money because companies overcharge you because you're a government entity, subsidize 50% of a Ring camera for anybody that wants to buy it. And then we can stop it that way. Then you don't have to bother with me because you paid for half. It's your Rain camera. I just put it on my door. And something jump off, you can just look it up. Let me look up these hours. There you go. And put an ordinance together that says when a crime occurs, you can only go back so far. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. And look at it. There's simple ways to fix this. Here's the problem. You're going to have to give up some of your rights. You're going to have to give up some of your civil rights so everybody has freedom. And that's just how it is. You're going to have to. What's up, Laren? What's up, Sincere? Ronnie Ray Real? My bad. Essie, Lady B.
And what's up, Kwanda?
I don't get it. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
I think a good way to stop crime is diversify the neighborhood, not gentrification. Also, the slumlord with these raggedy houses that has nuisance properties, every time they have a property, ticket the landlord. A $600-$800 fine because, you know, they're the ones who's using these rental companies and they're not really doing a face-to-face interview with their renter so they
blaming. I'm talking about ticket. What people do. So let me give an example. And matter of fact, Al, you're perfect. What you said in the beginning was perfect. Let me ask you this then. Let me tell you what you think. Studies have shown that when you diversify a neighborhood, most of the neighbors don't know each other, like the east side. Most people that live on the east side actually don't know their neighbors. You know why? It's diverse. When you can't find people that look like you, you don't blend into the community. You don't share the same morals, values, cultures, any of that stuff. And so then they found that neighborhoods that are all black or all white or all Hispanic or all Asian give more to the community. They know their neighbors more. They give more to nonprofits, all those things. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful, but you also have those neighborhoods where the people in the community do know each other, but they are afraid to come out. Or you have the old school ones who are ready to pull their revolvers. But if you diversify, the police come faster when they know it's white people.
Not true.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is not true.
Well,
Al,
I don't know, because I'm...
How long you been a cop? How long you been a cop, Al?
Well, I ain't been a cop, but I
got 30 years of it, and I got 30 years of working on the north side of Milwaukee, the south side of Milwaukee, the west side of Milwaukee. Listen to what I'm saying. No, learn something now. Listen and learn. You got your expertise. I got mine.
Toodles.
It is not. Don't crap on it.
I'm listening.
Respect it. The bottom line is that has never changed. Did it? Cops don't come faster on the south side than they do on the north side. You know why? It ain't enough of them. There ain't never been enough of them. Cops don't treat the majority of black, white, Hispanic, or Asian any different than anybody else. Are there groups of all races that I have personally seen be prejudiced against different races? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely,
well,
yes. But it's not to the degree where it would impact police service in your community. You're talking about human beings. So,
yes, we are talking about human beings, but we do know when it comes to them garbage human beings who live in our black neighborhoods, they don't care about them.
So, why don't you call on them? Why don't you call on them? Why don't you go to court and testify?
I call on them. I call the property.
You go to court and testify?
One thing, but you know what?
You get a subpoena so that you can go in and say, yep, that was the guy?
I never got a subpoena, but I do know this.
Did you
them
give me your
garbage
name?
People don't go do the, huh? Yes, but them garbage people in them black neighborhoods won't take their brown run out to them white neighborhoods and do that. That black people ninja stuff. We do know that. because they all of a sudden they got
stuck. But crime is race based. That ain't nothing to do with morals. Crime is race based. White people commit crime in white neighborhoods. Black people commit crimes in black neighborhoods.
Well, how about that? That's irrelevant. Well, okay, so we have these slum landlords, and
that
we
ain't
have
got nothing to do with
low,
it.
These,
that has nothing to do with how you act.
Al, you want to act?
Listen, somebody else dictates how Al acts? I doubt that. You are too intelligent,
you're too smart,
and you're too educated to know that somebody else is going to come in and tell Al how.
But you know what?
Come on.
But you know what? But them slum landlords ain't going to mess with them if they own a house like that down on you.
Yes, they do.
Because what's allowed in 53206 in your neighborhood is not going to be allowed in River Hills. And that's fact.
Stop.
Oops.
There's a oops nothing. Get out of here, dude. That's trash. Those things that are going to be allowed. What are you talking about? Have the city go through all those buildings that aren't supposed to be there, all the buildings that are dilapidated and broke down, find them, and if they don't find them, take them. Like, I don't understand what we're doing. But do you really want the city to be in the real estate business? They're terrible at it. Because that's why many of the city-owned buildings are dilapidated and people break in and all kind of stuff, boarded up. Nobody wants that. But you're going to have to clean up the community. And it's going to have to be done in a way that is going to shock the conscience of people in that community. That means if you get rid of them, you have to get rid of them. That means you have to what? That means you have to what? That means you got to arrest them. And if they committed a crime, prosecute them. And if they're found guilty, send them to jail or prison. Hold people accountable. Tell girls stop having babies before they get married. Tell guys to stop getting girls pregnant and having babies before they marry. Shun them. Treat them as if they made a mistake and then help them correct it. We've always helped them correct it. Somewhere it's slipped off where, just do it. I don't want to make them feel bad. That's why we got kids graduating from kindergarten. What kind of idiocy is that? They barely know their name, and now you have them graduate. What are you graduating from? Doesn't make any sense. But when it's earned, and they can understand it, and they can grow from it, that's powerful. Eighth grade was a powerful graduation for me. High school was a powerful. College, it showed me I could do anything I wanted to do, and my future was limitless. But now we've taken everything and just made it, well, we want to make it for everybody. Everybody gets the same. That's why kids are going through high school and they graduate and have the audacity to go to college and they can't read. When college is about what? Reading a book. And then we get mad at the college for not helping a kid who never learned in first grade, how to read. See Dick run. Now we get mad at the books.
Well, we can't read those books because those books are racist. Those books are sexist. Those books don't have LGBTQ in it.
What they got to do with reading? Ridiculousness. And so we've dumbed down everything to where we now have a generation of kids who expect to be given everything, who expect and they think they're smart and they're not. And it's not smart as in knowledge, smart as in having gone through, slipped, fell, got hurt, stood up, brushed off their pants, and kept going. That kind of change, that kind of growth, that kind of learning. They've never had a hardship, ever. I love to see young couples struggle when they get their first house and got to figure out how to put stuff in it and not get into too much debt, but got to pay the water and the gas and the electric and the fixing and the grass and the snow and the all that stuff. And then you got to feed your kids. And sometimes you got to use a credit card to feed your kids because you don't have enough cash because you didn't get paid yet because you're trying to save and invest and do all this stuff so that by the time you hit 45, 50 years old, and then something bad happens, you go, oh, I got it because I got the savings at a bank and I can go do this and I can go do that. We got it. The kids that are out now, they'll never go through that. They'll never struggle. I made sure, and I know we got to go to break. I made sure, disregard that last remark. We made sure that our kids saw us struggle. We made sure when we had to figure out, all right, now how are we going to pay for this and this and tuition? Because watch this. From 4K to college, we paid for everything. Lutheran Elementary School, private Catholic high school, and private and public college. Everything. Every dime. So, you talk about juggling. Woo! I got stories. But now when those stories happen, guess what I do? I've been there before. I know what to do. Or I pick up the phone and say, hey, X, I got this. What do I do? Have those people and friends that have expertise that you need, you have expertise they need, and you share. It's simple to fix this. Nobody wants to. We don't want people to feel bad. And we don't want to be not liked. I've never seen a group of people from the silent generation all the way down to Generation A who, I want people to like me. Are you kidding? You're kidding. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But downtown, parking on each side of the street, you want to start a task force to figure out whether or not you should have night parking on both sides of the street. Stupidity at its best. You're going to waste money on a task force to see whether or not people could park on both sides of the street. Because you might lose money with parking permits. Make them still get a parking permit. They just don't have to alternate both sides of the street. But what do we do? What do we do? Start a task force. 13% increase in homicide? Task force. Crime in the city? Task force. So then why don't we just get rid of the mayor's office and start a task force?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Now, this is what I wanted to hear all day. So I'm playing it as many times as I can. And if you got a problem with it, do you have a problem with it? He was like, you played that song before. I know. And if you got a problem with it, you got a problem with it? Too bad.
Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker.
I'm just on a funk thing today. And Flashlight's been going through my mind, so now all I'm playing is Parliament Funkadelic for the entire show. That's all I'm saying. Is that a problem? He's like,
no, it's not a problem.
He's like, no. You see, you don't argue. See, I'm not talking to you no more. He don't argue. When we first met, he argued about everything. He didn't know what he was talking about politics, of course. But he argued about everything, and every time you say something, he's shaking his head no, but he doesn't say anything. I'm like, whatever. Another one of the millennials that, you know, whatever. Another one of the millennials that, you know, whatever. 833-212-1017. That's all I can do is tease him, because that's all I can do. Dude bigger than me, so, you know, I can't. Like, I'm going to fight somebody, or so I'm going to be like, because, you know, I'm at that magical age where I can fall out. Know what that mean, right? That man.
Oh, I got him. Oh.
And then I fall out and then be like, I can't say. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. I don't feel good. Oh.
So anyway, before the break, we were talking about this whole thing about crime. How are we going to end crime? 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, what's up, Curly Q? You hadn't posted anything before I said it, so you on the late show. You was late for class. Mal say Blink works too. Yes, it does. Blink, Google, anything that got a camera that you can point toward the street, that would help the police. SC said, we've been living in our home for 20 years. I no longer recognize my neighbors. The renters that have replaced the homeowners are not friendly and don't show the same care for the neighborhood. Well, that's always been known. People that rent tend to not care for their property because they're renting it and they know that it's not theirs. I don't think it's a negative. It just is what it is. Many of them do care. Many of them do show respect for the community and the neighborhood and the property and all that. But many of them don't. Dimitri said, a lot of them want to fit in, old and young alike, sad. Also, this society is too politically correct. Well, when we say politically correct, what's the reason why it's politically correct? Can somebody tell me that? And we'll dive into that when we come back. But why are we politically? We're politically correct because we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, because people's feelings became more important than anything. You saying something that bothers me, my being bothered became more important than you having a constitutional right to speak freely. That's unfortunate, but that's how we live. I don't get it. Miles say, question. Doesn't the use of cameras become a privacy issue in the long term? No, it does not, because it's facing the public. When you go out in public, there is no expectation of privacy at all. Not at a baseball game, not at a football game, when you park your car, all that. Read that little ticket they give you. Hey, by the way, when you sign this and when you come in here, you know, yeah. Normal liability? Yeah, that's on you. So if you leave a computer in your car and somebody breaks in my garage, yeah, that's on you. Now, if somebody comes in and steals your car and drives away, you know, some levels of liability you can't sign away. Like, you're responsible for it. That's why you have insurance. The business. But anyway, are you going to continue to reside in an unfriendly, unsafe neighborhood? No. That's what Mackie said. Could you move to a better neighborhood? Most people can't move to a better neighborhood. And the reason they can't move to a better neighborhood is because they don't have the money. So rather than do that, why not clean up the neighborhood that's there? Why is that a problem? Why should people with no money have to move somewhere where, guess what, they're not going to be wanted? Oh, you got those poor people coming to the neighborhood. They don't want scattered site housing. They don't want affordable housing. You know, that's the buzz for scattered site housing. That's really housing that's subsidized. So who builds it makes off like a fat rat with all the money, and you got people who can barely afford to pay the rent without a subsidy living there. So when your quality of life and your living isn't at the same level as everybody else, it creates tension. But, hey, who am I? I'm just one guy.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation, we've been seeing all the headlines. Homicides are up 13%. All the violence in our community. It's time we come together to make a difference and take a stand against senseless violence occurring in our community. Join our third annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, this Saturday, July 12th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive, right to our studios here at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Visit truthwalkagainstviolence.com. That is truthwalkagainstviolence.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence supported by 1MKE on Saturday. It's only in 3 days. Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. till noon. Thank you to our food sponsor, Cousin Sub. 833-212-1017 is the number. I literally got a minute left. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's going on?
I know you're glad you got a minute left. Hi, Dr. Ken. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. What you got?
Well, I wasn't going to say too much. I might wait to pop off to say what I got to say. But I was just going to say I feel crime is created.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
Well, if you, like I say, if you blight a neighborhood, take all the jobs out, offshore,
that has nothing
like that,
to do with how you
you
act.
Take the school. Okay, well, start reading about how areas got blighted.
All right, I'm done. Okay.
Every city got blighted.
And it got nothing to do with how you act.
Blighted.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate you, Sandra. I'm not putting up with that today. I love Sandra to death, but I'm not putting up with that today. It is a, when you do something, it's your behavior. It's you. I did it because it's always somebody else's fault. That's part of the problem. Let's blame somebody else for something. It's got to be somebody else's fault. She made me slap her. Did you hear what she said? Are you kidding? He made me shoot him. Did you see what he did? What? No. Absolutely not. I am not putting up with that nonsense today. And no, I'm not calling Sandra nonsense. I'm calling you nonsense. And I'm calling me nonsense too. It just doesn't make no. It don't. I was trying to say it don't make no sense, and it doesn't make any sense. And so you get the compound. You know what that is, right? You know how long I slept last night? 45 minutes. I didn't get to bed till 2:30. I woke up at 3:15. I was on 6:20 this morning at 6:50. And I've been up since. I was thinking 1993, and I told somebody 2023. They looked at me like, what? And I went, what'd I say? It's one of those days. I'm not putting up with it. Blame everything around you, your environment, nature versus nurture. I get it. But in the end, as an adult, you make a decision as to what you're going to teach your children. And if you're wrong, we got what we got. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.